Ocean zones and ecosystems. The ocean is divided into several zones. These zones can be grouped by landform or by the amount of light they get. Let's look at the landform zones first. Starting where the ocean meets the shore is the intertidal zone. This zone is where the tide goes in and out throughout the day. Plants and animals that live here have to be able to survive underwater and in the air. The next zone is the continental shelf. This is the zone of the ocean along the coast of continents where it is the shallowest. There are many plants and animals that live along the bottom of the ocean floor. Out into the deeper ocean is the oceanic zone. This zone is the open water, which includes most of the ocean. There are many fish, but not many plants in this zone. Deep underwater is the seafloor, which includes the creatures that live in the dark along the bottom of the ocean. The deepest zone is the deep trench. This zone is found in places where the ocean floor has cracked. Only specially adapted plants and animals can live in this extreme zone. The light zones start at sea level. From 0 to 100 meters in depth, the sunlight goes into the water. This is called the sunlit zone. Most of the animals and all the plants live in this zone. Below the sunlit zone is the twilight zone. This is about 100 to 700 meters in depth. It is called the twilight zone because the amount of light is about the same as at sunset when the sun is going down. There are still many animals that live in this zone. Light cannot reach deeper than 700 meters, so the last zone is the dark zone. This zone reaches all the way to the ocean floor. A few animals live in this dark zone, but definitely fewer than in the zones above. Continue reading to learn more about which animals and plants live in each zone and how they work together within the ecosystems.